Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. I have been impressed for years now by the intelligence of one of my comrades in those wars, particularly on the home front and in specifics in terms of the enemies within. He is J. Christian Adams. He served as a career lawyer in the Department of Justice's Voting Rights section for a number of years. Based on his experiences there, he wrote a New York Times bestseller entitled Injustice, Exposing the Racial Agenda of the Obama Justice Department. He is a columnist at PJ Media and the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and always a welcome guest here. J. Christian Adams, thank you so much for taking some time to join us. Good to have you.
Hello, Frank.
Well, I've got so much to talk about. Let's see how much of it we can get done. First of all, sort of your overview about the memos wars that seem to be taking place, specifically the Democratic memo and why it is being held up, and whether the criminal referral to the Justice Department, I believe signed out by Senators Grassley and Graham, is a pretty strong validation of the earlier memo by the House Intelligence Committee's majority.
Right. I mean, look, we now know that phony, fable, fairy tale information was being relied on, namely this ridiculous dossier that was produced, as we're learning from Clinton world. It was relied on to obtain national security Foreign Intelligence Service search warrants against people working on the Trump campaign. I mean, when you put those words together, it's like a fiction novel. And these memos, as you put it, they're exposing this. And, you know, I got to tell you, Frank, none of it really surprises me because I've said on your show for years, the Justice Department normalized political law enforcement. And when you read the texts of the people involved at the FBI in this, it's quite clear they want to use their power to attack a candidate and then the president.
Yeah, political warfare. So where does that leave us with respect to the Mueller investigation that is supposedly taking a very close view of, or subjecting to close scrutiny and prosecution, some of the fantasies that have been generated in all of this?
Well, look, we're almost a year into that investigation, and it seems they're investigating the wrong thing. Look at what they've come up with as far as indictments go. Paul Manafort was laundering money allegedly through an Alexandria rug maker for business he was doing, has nothing to do with Russia. Mike Flynn was indicted under 18 U.S.C. 1001 for not telling the truth during an interview, has nothing to do with Russia once again. So we're almost a year into it and doesn't seem to be producing much. On the other hand, we're now learning that Hillary's crowd and insiders of the Justice Department and FBI were engaged in, frankly, intelligence operation against the Trump campaign using the power of the state. And it seems like they're investigating the wrong thing.
Wrong thing, and certainly the wrong people engaged in the investigation. That's increasingly clear. And speaking of which, J. Christian Adams, you have, in fact, been warning for years about politicization in the FBI and the Justice Department. To the extent that we've now seen some of the, I guess, the protective cover of those institutions peeled back, whether it's by these memos, whether it's by the criminal referral, whether it's by the text messages and emails and so on, where are we now on these allegations of a secret society that was operating inside the FBI and implications that Rod Rosenstein, who is the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, is implicated in that?
Well, don't forget, he signed off on a number of these FISA warrants, Rod Rosenstein did. But what it shows, Frank, is something that I think is really important for people to understand. A lot of, particularly Trump's base, don't always get this. These people don't think they're doing anything wrong. The texts that are coming out about secret societies and the FBI agents colluding are the exception. In other words, they're usually not open about being so mischievous, and that may be because of the weird relationship between Page and Strzok, you know, that was going on. But most of these people, like in Rod Rosenstein's office, I wrote a piece about this at PJ Media, you know, he has all these deputies there who are these long-term bureaucrat types or in political positions, strangely enough. And one of them is actually a Soros fellow. He received a Soros award a number of years ago. They don't think they're doing anything wrong. They just think they're upholding the traditions of the department.
Yeah. This is, again, the skewing of the curve, I guess you might call it, by virtue of the legitimation of Soros and his operations, among other things, by the federal government of the United States, let alone this kind of politicization that seems pretty obvious to those of us who are trying to look at it objectively. Hey, Christian, let me ask you about something. You've written about racism. Of course, going back to your days in the voting rights section and in your book, Injustice, Exposing the Racial Agenda of the Obama Justice Department, I wanted to get your comment on something that I heard this morning on National Public Radio. Jeff Sessions, in a speech to sheriffs in this country yesterday, spoke of the, quote, Anglo-American heritage, unquote, of sheriffing in law enforcement. NPR had somebody on who was insisting that this was actually evidence of white supremacism at the Justice Department. What is going on here? This seems to be simply an objective statement of fact that there is a tradition going back to, the British Isles of sheriffing. What is being done in the name of trying to root out racism that it seems as much as anything to be, imposing new racist standards?
What this is evidence of is the lunacy at NPR that would even find this troubling. Let's be very clear. The Anglo-American heritage of sheriffing is a spectacular development in the rule of law. I will say that 100 times in a row because it's 100 times true. To have decentralized control of the law with local officials is not what you always had. Go back to Roman times. See, these people live in a world where history doesn't exist, and all that matters is the utopian future. So they have no idea where we came from. And the British system, the Anglo-American system, of decentralizing the enforcement of the law away from a centralized government, whether it's Rome or a mob, which is another thing that the British system moved us away from, is a wonderful invention to protect human liberty. These people want to deconstruct that. They want to jettison it in favor of the mob. You could look at their law enforcement philosophy in places like Ferguson, Missouri. So that's why they get so wound up about this, and they attach all of their little dog whistles about neo-Confederates and the KKK. You know, they crack that can of Jim Crow off the shelf, and that's what's going on. The Sessions did nothing wrong. You should say it 1,000 times more because it's the truth.
Yeah. You know, I was struck in your piece in PJ Media on the 26th of January. You just had a sample of headlines, including from the Washington Post, quote, across America, whites are biased and don't even know it, unquote. And then in CNN, quote, you may be more racist than you think, unquote. And in the New York Times, quote, is everybody a little bit racist, unquote. Do we have, racism, white supremacists most especially, breaking out all over in this country, in your estimation?
Of course not. What everybody needs to understand is the reason the left does this is they want to decouple our system from the constitutional past. And they're given a very convenient hook, and that is that some of our founders were slaveholders. And that is the easiest way for them to jettison, minimize, move away from constitutional republicanism that limits the power of the central government. That's what they don't like. They want an unrestrained, muscular central government that can impose their utopian wishes. And the Constitution causes trouble for them on that quest. So the more they can delegitimize it with slavery, the easier it is for them.
Yeah. You know, it goes back to what you said a moment ago. There was the famous or infamous book by Francis Fukuyama about the end of history. These folks are seeking simply to end history, aren't they, and create this brave new world. We have to leave it at that for the moment. Christian Adams, thank you so much for your time and for the terrific work you do in, among other places, PJ Media, and of course at the Public Interest Legal Foundation. Come back to us again very soon, if you would. Next up, Dan Gallington will join us. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on Capitol Hill in terms of these intelligence committees, including a hearing today. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.